From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hundreds still missing in China boat accident on the Yangtze River. China says a passenger vessel traveling the Yangtze River with more than 400 people aboard sank late Monday in a storm in central China. So far, only 20 have reportedly been rescued. At least five have died. Heavy winds and rain are hampering efforts to find others. Many of the passengers are believed to be trapped inside. The UN's Ebola envoy says he believes it's only a matter of weeks before the epidemic finally ends in Sierra Leone. Speaking Monday to the Associated Press in New York, David Nabarro said he hopes the outbreak will end in West Africa in the foreseeable future.
It's still going on. We've got cases occurring, not in huge numbers, but enough to be very disturbing in Sierra Leone and in Guinea right now, not in Liberia, which has been free of Ebola for some weeks. It's serious wherever it occurs, but it is less widespread in Sierra Leone at the moment than it is in Guinea. But I want to stress that even in Guinea, it's only in a small number of prefectures.
Meanwhile, Reuters reports protests against Ebola restrictions in a northern Guinea town has forced the Red Cross to withdraw its workers trying to keep it from spreading to Guinea-Bissau. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza, seeking a controversial third term, has reportedly warned against any new effort to unseat him. The French press agency says he thanked those who opposed last month's attempted coup while he was out of the country. He says any new attempt to overthrow elected institutions will go nowhere. Violent street protests erupted in April after Mr. Nkurunziza announced his intention to seek a third term in this month's scheduled election, which the East Africa community wants to be postponed. This is VOA News. President Obama warned China Monday that its land reclamation efforts in the South China Sea are counterproductive and a threat to Southeast Asian prosperity. He spoke to a group of young Southeast Asian leaders at the White House.
Aggressive actions by any party in that area are counterproductive, and we will continue as an Asia-Pacific power to support all countries who are prepared to work with us to establish and enforce norms and rules that can continue growth and prosperity in the region. And the truth is that China is going to be successful. It's big, it's powerful, its people are talented and they work hard, and it may be that some of their claims are legitimate, but they shouldn't just try to establish that based on throwing elbows and pushing people out of the way. If, in fact, their claims are legitimate, people will recognize them.
The U.S. and China have exchanged views in recent days over Beijing's artificial island building, turning underwater land into airfields. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson called the remarks absurd about China's long-established sovereignty and rights, stirring up trouble regarding China's appropriate and rational construction activities. Mr. Obama also says diplomacy, not military action, is the only way to stop Iran from building a nuclear bomb. He made his comments in an interview with Israel's Channel 2 television. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has repeatedly warned that any nuclear agreement with Iran would be a bad deal and still leave Tehran with the ability to build a bomb, putting Israel in grave danger. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is headed home from Europe after breaking his leg in a bicycle accident. He was in Switzerland for those nuclear talks with his Iranian counterpart. The South Korean Health Ministry says two have died from Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, which has killed hundreds in the Middle East. The Health Ministry reported six new cases of the viral disease, bringing the total number of infections to 25. The deputy South Korean prime minister said he hopes a government mobilization effort will ease the concerns of the South Korean people. A 22-year-old American tourist has been mauled to death by a lion in South Africa. The lion apparently jumped into her vehicle through an open window at a park in Johannesburg. Scott Simpson is assistant operations manager at Lion Park.
They were driving through one of the camps, and a female lion approached the car from the left. And according to the witnesses, it walked quite slowly towards the car and stopped roughly a meter away. The lady was busy taking pictures of it. The lion then sort of lunged at the car, and it bit the lady through the window. Our staff immediately rushed over to chase the lion away, and the gentleman that was driving, he sustained some injuries to his arms trying to get the lion out as well.
He promised a full investigation. Israel has accused a UN committee of recognizing a Palestinian non-governmental organization that it says is linked to Hamas, the terrorist group that governs Gaza. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.